WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
If you look up thickness in the dictionary, you get something like this: the quality, condition, or degree of being thick. Sometimes the dictionary just doesn't help much. But thickness in meteorology refers to a type of synoptic chart showing the thickness of certain physically defined layers in the atmosphere. It almost always refers to an isobaric thickness chart, that is, a chart of vertical distance between two constant pressure surfaces. Models commonly use the 1,000 to 500 millibar thickness, but a thickness can be defined between any two pressure surfaces. Thickness is a function of two properties, the average temperature of the air between two levels and the average moisture content of the air between layers. These two properties are combined together to produce the virtual temperatures, so thickness is a function of the average virtual temperature between layers. Thickness will increase if the average virtual temperature increases, either temperature increasing or moisture content increasing, or both. Thickness will decrease if the average virtual temperature decreases, either temperature decreasing or moisture content decreasing, or both decreasing. Thickness will increase due to warm air advection, and thickness will decrease due to cold air advection. Thickness lines will be packed closer together where there is a large temperature gradient in the atmosphere. Certain thickness values, such as the 1,000 to 500 millibar thickness of 5,400 meters, commonly called the 540 line, help to focus attention on changes in precipitation type, the snow-rain line. Thickness and denseness have similar definitions, but I'm sure glad we don't use denseness lines in weather. Questions about the weather are always welcome, so if you have one, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.